It's been a long time coming. Microsoft finally launches the business version of operating system Vista. This is PodTech News. Security threats are in the news today. The feds have concerns about online terrorism and organized crime. For Friday, December 1st, I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News. Microsoft's noisy launch of its new operating system Vista went off without a hitch yesterday. The long-awaited upgrade will affect millions of us. Microsoft's operating systems are used on more than 90% of the world's computers. It wasn't just Vista yesterday, but also the company's new Office 2007 suite and Exchange Server. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer called it the biggest launch in the company's history. And it could have been bigger. It didn't include the consumer version of Vista that's coming at the end of January. Experts in the field have been pretty well divided over the likelihood of an online attack and the severity of one if it were to happen. Well, we now have an official federal government warning of just such an attack. The U.S. government yesterday warned private financial services that Al-Qaeda has called for an online attack that could affect stock trading and banking sites. Although the Department of Homeland Security didn't have any corroborating evidence, they passed along their concerns. They say the threats could materialize as soon as today. Another threat to security online, this one less like TV's 24 and more like TV's Sopranos. Since 2004, when a Massachusetts man launched a website called whosarat.com, police and prosecutors have watched as the site fueled anger at anyone who tattled in court. It's a little weird that someone who snitches on a petty thief could become the target of harassment or even violence because their personal information was made so public. Victims are often too afraid of retribution to show up in court. Law enforcement officials say the site has made it even harder to get witnesses to testify. No official attempts have yet been made to shut down the site, but the feds and prosecutors in Massachusetts, among others, are watching. If there's a domain name you've had your eye on for a while and nobody's got it yet, now might be a good time to nab it. VeriSign got the okay to continue overseeing the directories of .com domain names. The extension runs at least through 2012. One of the world's biggest refinancing deals closed yesterday. Japanese telecom giant SoftBank signed a $12.4 billion refinancing of the purchase of Japanese mobile business Vodafone. It's an indication that the bad news story of the year for HP isn't over. The lawsuit brought by Hewlett-Packard shareholders for the company's attempt to spy on board members and journalists has broadened. Now it includes charges of insider trading against CEO Mark Hurd and seven other executives. The executives sold company stock, about $41 million of it, just before the damaging story broke last summer. HP plans to fight the suit. The stock sales were questioned last fall, and the executives maintained they were unrelated to the pretexting scandal and investigation. Say I tell you something, and you remember that thing, and tell one or two other people. Conventional wisdom says that's the most powerful kind of marketing there is. If it's your job to build up a brand, you'll want to understand how word-of-mouth leaders, or WOMs, operate. Michael Klinger has today's WOM stat.
Finally, we're getting information on person-to-person interaction in terms that anyone can understand. For instance, 32 million WOM leaders account for 1.5 billion brand impressions per day. Get it? These so-called conversation catalysts, so-called by market research group Keller Fay, have about 184 conversations a week during which they dispense brand impressions. That's about 1.5 times the average consumer. And through those conversations, these WOMs, about 15% of all consumers, manage to pass fully 1/3 of all word-of-mouth marketing messages. Women are noticeably more likely to be WOMs, 58%, compared to 51% of men. Women are also a little more likely to make purchases based on word-of-mouth. But I know what you're wondering. How do these otherwise normal people manage to convey so much brand information compared to the rest of us? Well, most of us would say something like, I'm hungry, I think I'll grab lunch, or I'm thirsty, or I just flew in yesterday. A conversation catalyst would have a little more to say, like, I think I'll grab lunch at blank. Or, wow, I sure could use a refreshing blank of blank right about now. Or I just flew in from blank, and I had the most comfortable seat on the blank. I even got a free blank before we blanked. Oh my, it's blank time. Or, I saw blank over the weekend. Blank Blank directed it, and it's produced by Blank Blank, starring Blank Blank Blank. I saw it at the Blank Blank, The Late Show, and while I was there, I thought I'd better blank.
That's PodTech News for Friday, December 1st, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez, PodTech News, produced by Catherine Girardeau, Matt Kelly, Michael Johnson, and Rio Pacino.
A conversation catalyst would have a little more to say about things, like... A conversation catalyst, as they're called, would have a little more to say about things. Like, I think I'll grab lunch at blank. Or, wow, I sure could use a refreshing blank of blank right about now. Or, I just flew in from blank, and I had the most comfortable seat on the blank. I even got... Who wrote this crap?